We're going to do something exciting today. God stirred something in my heart. We have many people that are in discipleship here at this church. And something I strongly believe in is raising up leaders. And what I learned a long time ago is God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And we have men and women in our church that feel called into just the ministry of the church. And I believe that something that we haven't done well as the American church here the past 20 years is raise up leaders and release them. And so what we're doing is we're starting from scratch. We're starting from that basic foundation of raising up leaders and seeing what God wants to do in them. And something that we're going to be doing over the summer is something called 5-minute messages. And so everyone that's in our discipleship program is getting an opportunity to come up and speak. And what I do is I listen to the message before they give it, give any critique or criticism, and help them develop where they're going. And someone who volunteered first, you know, hasn't got a chance to do this ever. And he gave me his heart, and I said, you know what, that's the heart of God, and I think it's a great place to start. And so he's been in our church a little over a year, and have got to know him pretty well, and got to baptize him last summer, and I'm just so excited that he's meeting every challenge that God has called him to. And so give it up for Joe Carter as he's going to come up and give his 5-minute message.
Good morning, Sunshine. So I got a little bit of a testimony that's going to tie right into my message, and I've worked really hard on this. My dad was a kind, intelligent, and generous man, and he once literally gave me the shirt off of his back. But he was also an alcoholic drug addict who was abusive, both mentally and physically. And as much as I told myself I wasn't going to be like him, I ended up being just like him, repeating the same mistakes. I was a drug addict, alcoholic, and I was abusive to my own son. And when I was 17, when I was 17, I realized that I was an alcoholic. I tried to stop, but I couldn't. And when I was 19, I first started using meth. And I struggled with substance abuse for a long time, and I was clean for 10 years when I decided to start using again, and I could not or would not stop until I went to prison. And I knew I was going to prison, but before I left, my son had a chance to tell me about myself and how I had harmed him. And I was high, and I didn't want to hear it, and I tried to minimize it. He was 16 when I went away, right when he needed me the most. And at my sentencing, I told the judge that I wanted to get out and be the man that I want my son to be. So I took all that guilt and shame with me and remorse with me to prison, and I had a lot of time to think about my priorities. My son, my only son, means more to me than anything on this planet, anyone on this planet. And I love him unconditionally, and I would lay down my life for him. And all I can think about was how I was going to make things right and how I was going to restore our relationship. I thought of all the words I would say, and when I got out, I told him these words, but my actions didn't change. All the arguing and the name-calling back and forth got worse, and then one day I lost my temper, and he took off. Man, what have I done? I pushed him away. I felt like I lost him for good, and now he's on the streets using meth. I would hear about the stunts he was pulling, and it scared me. I was afraid that he would end up dead, so I did the only thing I could do, turn to God and pray. The first time I met Steve, we lifted him up in prayer, and the tears flowed. And then I got on my knees at the foot of the cross, and I surrendered to God. I said, God, please intervene. Please don't let my son die on the streets. It wasn't long after that he went to jail and then prison. And even though he turned his back on me, I never turned my back on him. And I continued to support him. I got baptized last summer, and shortly afterwards, I gave my life to Christ, and it changed my life. Not only has God answered my prayers, but he has blessed me, and I have been sober since November 1st of 2024. Thank you. All glory to God. When I picked Jesse up from prison, I wasn't the same man, and neither was he. God had intervened in both of our lives and restored our relationship. The blessings just keep coming. I'm going to be a grandpa. I just wanted a relationship with my son. Isn't that what Jesus wants from us? It fills my heart with joy when Jesse calls and confides and asks for guidance. Now I know how Jesus must feel when he confides, when we confide and trust in him. That's why he wants us to pray. It says in 1 John 3:1 that we are children of God. I am a child of God, and he is my father. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lead not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And in 1 John 4:9-10, it says, God showed his love for us by sending his only son into the world so that we may have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loves us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Jesus loves us unconditionally, and he did lay his life down for us. Jesus heals and restores relationships. And if you are broken like I was, put your faith and trust in Jesus. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. I am a member of a recovery family, and if you are struggling with substance abuse, I can help. Get with me after the meeting, after the service. Sorry. Thank you.